Dear Cheap Astronomy, small astronomy joke here. Apophis will fly by Earth in April 2029 on Friday the 13th. Yep, it's true. The big bad 9942 Apophis will do its long-awaited flyby less than 10 years from now in 2029. And yes, it's in April. And yes, it's on the 13th. And yes, that's a Friday. Given humanity's obsession with extracting meaning from arbitrary numbers, there's no doubt this concordance will be remarked upon for many years to come. But it does usefully draw everyone's attention to the fact that there are some very big rocks out there that move very fast and sometimes come very close. It is reassuring to know that we are now totally confident that Apophis will just skim the outer perimeters of the space that's occupied by our geostationary satellites, and it will then just keep on going. This absolute knowledge of a future event shows that we are really taking the whole asteroid impact thing seriously. All we have to do now is start taking the whole climate change thing seriously and get all the plastic out of the oceans and save the last rhinos and polar bears and pangolins, as well as the last kiwis and numbats, for that matter. But anyway, there was a genuine concern back in 2004, which is just 15 years ago, that 9942 Apophis was on a trajectory with enough variance to include a 3% chance that it might actually hit the Earth in 2029. Astronomers then went to work on nailing down with exacting precision what the trajectory of Apophis really was, so we now know there's absolutely zero chance it will hit the Earth in 2029. If you're interested, on Friday the 13th of April 2029, Apophis should be visible to the naked eye for anyone who's on the night side of Earth as it passes over, and it really will just pass over. As we've previously discussed on Cheap Astronomy, Apophis's 2029 flyby will introduce a few uncertainties about its future orbit that brings it back towards Earth in 2036. But we're already pretty confident it will only have a 1 in 45,000 chance of hitting Earth in 2026. But given there is a very tiny risk of something happening within our lifetimes, just how bad is that risk, really? Firstly, it's unlikely that Apophis would have wiped out the dinosaurs. It could have killed a lot of them, at least in Mexico, but Apophis is a bit less than a kilometre wide, while the Chicxulub impact object was probably over 10 kilometres wide. The size, or more importantly the mass of something, means a lot when you're about to be hit in the face by it. And when you're dealing with large asteroids, the difference between 1 kilometre wide and 10 kilometres wide means a lot more than just one order of magnitude. At those large scales, gravity becomes an issue. So a kilometre-wide asteroid might just be a closely packed rubble pile, but a 10-kilometre-wide asteroid will be a solid, dense and downright nasty block of mass extinction badness. We know the mass of Apophis is 27 billion kilograms, which translates to about 3 times 10 to the 12th kilograms. We think the Chicxulub impactor was something like 3 times 10 to the 16th kilograms. So while its diameter might have been 10 times as big as Apophis, its mass might have been 10,000 times as big. We really just don't know. The devastation caused by a bolide, which might be an asteroid or it might be a comet, depends on its angle of deflection, its composition, which might be ice, carbon or metal, and where it actually hits, which might be land, ice or water. Different dynamics and different chemistries will come into play with each of those variant possibilities. Of course, a totally unexpected object might suddenly appear out of the interstellar nowhere on a direct trajectory with Earth. But really, nothing can just appear out of nowhere these days. We are scanning the skies pretty intently, and even an interstellar object can only move so fast So we are likely to have months, if not years, to prepare. And it's likely we will prepare, not with some half-baked Bruce Willis option, but with a fully-fledged, scientifically plausible option. That probably means we'll end up doing something like sending a robot to fire paintballs at it and then just wait 6 months for the Yarkovsky effect to kick in. That is the sort of solution you're going to get if you put scientists in charge.